from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it?
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio.
I still plan to boycott Ohio.
Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday, where we eat boneless wings that don't have bones in them.
I've got some at home. I'm gonna read the packaging carefully now. If they're manufactured in Ohio, steer clear.
Yes.
Steer clear.
Cannot.
Can't take a chance.
Cannot take chances.
Because that's legal there. They can hide bones in their
boneless wings. All
restaurants,
check your vendors if they're from Ohio. No. Don't do it. Be careful.
You know what I learned? Fun fact. A chain buffalo wing establishment, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Used to be called, I'm going to say the old name because it's no longer the name, Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. It was a Buffalo food place that two friends from Buffalo opened up. And then it became the commercial dumpster that it is. And they took the Weck out of it. But yeah, they used to serve roast beef sandwiches on Kemmelweck rolls.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
I saw a TikTok on that. This day in history. Pretty crazy.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That is,
I wonder if it was better. It was more of just like a one-stop thing, though. It wasn't a chain. I think they got bought out and it turned into what it is.
But also, the state of Ohio.
yeah, now, never again.
Now I'm now even more leery of your shenanigans. I gotta watch it with the state of Ohio.
I'm gonna take a breath. Because I still can't wrap my head around. This is an actual court rule.
Joe, do you want to get connected with our fans?
Yeah, let's get connected with the fans, please.
It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Chance in Alabama, we need you to get some Bills takes in here so that Joe's brain doesn't melt.
No problem. I still don't understand why Josh Allen did a commercial for B-Dubs. I won't say the name, but kind of bizarre being a Buffalo guy. But anyways, I was looking forward to Kincaid. I think for our offense to be really successful, he's going to have to jump up to that top 6 or 7 tight end. Can we get Mark Andrews productivity? I know that's aiming high, but I think we're going to need it because I think what I'm most worried about this year is our defensive line. I have little to no faith in Von Miller, getting back to what he was. And, Ed Oliver, he has a couple good games a year. He flashes, usually 2 games a year. You notice him and he jumps off the page. But other than that, Epinesa, he's wishy-washy. Poyer and Hyde gone, it's going to put a lot of pressure on those guys, because I think we're going to have to blitz a whole lot more this year if we want to get any pressure on the quarterback. And I believe we're going to have to score against some of the better talent, better teams in the league, 24 to 28 points a game, because I just think our defense is just going to get worked this year. I do not think we're going to have a top 10 defense for the first time in the McDermott era. The main reason is because of this defensive line. I see them getting hardly any pressure on, especially the good quarterbacks, but in general.
Chance, I appreciate the call.
I agree on one thing, and that's the B-Dubs thing. But
there's a couple things I'm going to agree with this. And one of them is the impact that should be felt with Dalton Kincaid. Chance, credit to you for not saying the words Travis Kelce.
Yes,
because
that's huge.
You're aiming for a realistic thing with Mark Andrews' production.
Yeah.
It's askable. It's something that's attainable. It's something that I'm not asking for one of the best tight ends in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, you're not asking for the best, well, you know, the best team in recent history. And their one of the best number one wide receiver is their tight end. Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen, realistically. Yeah.
But,
so that's very good.
But that said, you are asking for something from this group. And
you have
from this tight end. And here is where my faith might be able to be restored a little bit in this. And it is Dalton Kincaid's usage
under
when
Joe Brady
took over.
Mm-hmm. It's a jump.
He's more capable of being a vertical attacker, because what was Ken Dorsey doing in the first half of the season with Dalton Kincaid?
Slant, basically kind of keeping him
like
in the middle.
Two-yard outs.
Yeah, quick, easy passes.
The quick out routes.
Yeah, and you know,
the flat route.
Yeah.
That was basically all it was. He was running flat routes, and
it was like paper cut plays he was running. It wasn't anything crazy. He
Whereas
wasn't going
Dalton
deep.
Kincaid's strength at Utah was being able to attack the seam. I'm watching Sam Laporta every week last year and going,
why can't we
I'm going
have this?
Full Yu-Gi-Oh meme of, it should be me, not him. It's not fair. And
it's true. But yeah, Kincaid did. He could have done that all season last year if that's how he was utilized in the beginning. Knox's injury kind of helped him be able to show himself a little bit. You have your jaw dropped right now.
Keep going.
So you have, you know, Knox's injury kind of helped him a little bit get out of the way there, but it allowed Kincaid to be the tight end one for the rest of a lot of the remainder of the season. But other than that, I mean, I think Kincaid's gotten a lot of potential this season to really, like you said, embrace the Joe Brady scheme and explode. So I could see Kincaid doing that. The one thing, Chance, that I questioned was the Ed Oliver in the defensive comments. That's kind of where I was at on that. So I'm watching you laugh over there right now. What is happening?
You are being serious right now, and everything around me has collapsed.
Okay, what is happening?
First of all,
I see you just jaw dropped over there. I don't know what's happening.
First
in front
of all, great tweet by Styx here. The only thing I'm not boycotting in Ohio is Cedar Point.
That's okay. Okay, Cedar Point's like, is it Ohio? Do they serve boneless wings there? Because if not, I'm there.
I mean, just don't get the boneless wings there. That's all you got to do. Enjoy the 80 million roller coasters of Cedar Point without eating.
I actually
boneless
have
wings.
Never been. That's one spot I've wanted to go to.
Yeah. If you like roller coasters, you go there.
Yes, I'm a big roller coaster guy.
Yes, then you'll like it.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll go to that part of Ohio. That's it.
Yep.
Actually,
just avoid boneless
wings. Sandusky's pretty cool too. That's where Tommy Boy was filmed.
That's where Cedar Point is.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Sandusky, Ohio is where I'm
let
going.
Let me make sure on this.
That's it. Great Wolf Lodge. Went there a couple times. Sandusky.
Yeah, it's Sandusky,
Sandusky,
Ohio.
Okay, Sandusky's the only portion of Ohio I'm not boycotting.
Just avoid
boneless wings.
Just don't get any wings.
Understood.
Just don't get any wings.
Okay.
Just don't trust it completely.
Okay.
Avoid anything wings.
Should I avoid bone-in wings, too? Could they be boneless?
Yes.
Is it still a bone-in wing if it's boneless?
All right, the more important thing that started having me giggling.
Yeah, what's
is,
going on?
Evan was sitting in that chair when Josh Schmidt and I were absolutely making a mockery of the sport of polo.
Yes. That was great. It was so much fun.
And now I've got a follow-up text. You have it too. He has sent the polo facts to me of what actually happens in these games or matches. The Governor's Cup, the Rhode Island governor presents this trophy.
Mm-hmm.
The defending champions are playing today. It lasts between 1 to 2 hours. That's a rather inconspicuous time range.
What?
Yeah.
One to 2 hours?
1 to 2 hours.
I mean, it is like horse hockey, isn't it? That's basically what polo is?
I don't know. It's divided into time periods called chuckers, each lasting 7.5 minutes.
What a chucker that was. That was a great chucker.
And the number of chuckers range from 4 to 6 based on tournament rules. There's also a halftime break.
Okay.
This match starts at 5, and he's already hammered.
Okay. So here's the real question. Here's the real question.
And now I'm going back into my mentions for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm remembering the absolute chaos that we unleashed on the radio during the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show.
I can only imagine.
It was just absolutely one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of. Was like this, just
the thread,
the comments. The people were cooking.
Do they just decide how many chuckers are in a game before? Because like,
yes, based on tournament rules.
Okay.
So it's anywhere from 4 to 6.
Okay, because I was gonna say if you're going in half times after you're two, but hey, we're gonna hit six.
You're looking at a good 4 to 6.
Okay, all right. Chuckers. I don't get that.
I mean, it's not quarters, which is smart, because if they do more than four, it's not a quarter anymore.
All right, so, hey, we got six chuckers coming for you this afternoon.
Why couldn't you use a word like periods, though?
Yeah.
That'd be normal.
Let's see what a chucker is. What is this?
My favorite was... one of my favorites was the ref is known as a Marco from one of the comments.
No way. Oh.
Yeah, no.
You were saying this is a rule.
The comments from the July 18th show were gold. They were a gold mine, and it was probably some of the hardest I'd ever laughed on this microphone on air. So yeah, no. When Josh texted me, Josh texted me actual rules of what is there for polo and polo facts. So I was like, oh good, here we go. So there it is. So we're gonna get a full report from Josh coming back, and that's gonna be great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So for Josh Schmidt, enjoy your polo match when you actually get to watch it today.
That'll be I'm very interested to hear what he says on it. I genuinely am.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Apparently it's a medium to hard difficulty sport.
Really?
Yeah, it's ranked.
Riding on horses and whacking a ball is seen as difficult?
I mean,
more at 11.
Yeah.
Of course it's hard.
Yeah. You got the hand-eye coordination.
That doesn't mean that I didn't appreciate what our listeners gave us that day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It was just a gold mine. Like, the ref rides on a zebra. The ref's name is a Marco. Like, it was just some of the most hilarious stuff that they could have ever put together.
Yeah. I used to play Marco Polo at the Great Wolf Lodge in Sandusky, Ohio. You know what else I did in Sandusky, Ohio, funnily enough?
Not eat wings?
Shut down the entire Great Wolf Lodge because I molded fudge to look like a number two, along with my father and brother. Shut down the entire Lazy River operation. I just outed myself on that. I don't know if that comes back.
What?
Yes, that was the thing. We tried multiple renditions. It was a Twix bar. It was a, you know, there were other things that...
You pulled a Caddyshack?
Yes. But it was with fudge, so it kind of clouded around it, too. So it was like, it was perfect. Oh, the hazmats came out, everything.
God.
Yeah, but yeah, Sandusky, Ohio has just triggered a lot of thoughts.
Now you broke me. Good job.
It's just the good show job. Of breaking, yeah. But
good job.
Should we get back to Chance's point? If we remember it, do we remember it?
It was about Dalton Kincaid and the role in the offense, but also
the defense, and that's where I was starting to disagree. Yeah, with Ed Oliver, he's more than just he hits here and there. He's consistent. He's a player on that defensive line.
He's actually very good consistently.
Yes, and you know he mentioned AJ Epenesa had more interceptions than Sauce Gardner did last season. So I mean, let's think about that for a second.
Yes.
He's kind of proven himself. He's taken a jump forward, and he's
now here's the thing.
Going to get a spot, hopefully.
Aaron Quinn had said this a couple weeks ago on our airwaves, and it was something that really made sense. If we're going to keep looking at the production of Khalil Shakir and how efficient he was and assume the next leap for him, we should be doing the same thing for AJ Epenesa.
Yes.
Because he didn't have a lot of snaps, like a ton of snaps, but he was very efficient in the time that he was on the field. Khalil Shakir was very efficient when he was getting the football. So we can't just assume one's ascension and dismiss the others. We have to keep a consistent energy here. And I think it's going to be both of these players will take some sort of step up or be as consistent as they were already last year.
Yeah.
And if AJ Epenesa can continue to bat passes at the line of scrimmage the way that he did, I don't care about sack production at that point. You are disrupting plays. That means that you know you're not getting there, but you're still making a difference. And that's awesome. That's an underrated part of play, is if you know you're not going to make it to the pocket, you're not going to get to the quarterback and disrupt the play that way, you've got to get your arms up.
You're absolutely
right. And Epinesa was one of the best at doing it last year in the entire league. And they didn't overpay for him to retain him. He could have went to free agency and had himself a nice little contract. Now, not so much, because the Bills managed to sign him to a nice deal, keeps him around for a little bit, mm-hmm. and it's not an overpayment either.
No.
Because he was consistently getting a little bit more of that production last year. Greg Rousseau is someone that needs to be able to step up, prove that first-round pedigree a little bit more with some production in numbers. I think Dwayne Smoot is a signing that everyone's going to get very familiar with.
Yeah, I think that was a good signing. I was very happy with that. Listen, the Bills offseason, all things considered, with the great purge on that Black Wednesday, whatever we're calling it,
mm-hmm.
has been, honestly, I'd give it a B plus, A minus. Like, it's been very good. Like,
they've been finding ways to efficiently fill the roster holes. And now we're going to have to see and continue to see what's going to happen here.
And these are young players who have a long time stamp, too.
We're day three of training camp.
We're day three of training camp. We can't get too excited.
Tomorrow's practice four, okay?
Yeah.
3 days in, 3 days past, I should say. And tomorrow's practice four.
Yeah.
We're fine. I'm not worried about the defense getting worked because I think that the secondary is going to still be good at commanding and dictating play. As long as I have corners and a healthy rotation there of Douglas, Benford, and if Elon's able to step in and be a great rotational piece for you,
mm-hmm.
that means you could spell those two.
Mm-hmm.
They need to play off. All right, Elon, step in.
Yeah.
Taron Johnson's still one of the best nickel corners in the league.
Oh, yes. And also you have Cam Lewis, too, who's played well.
He's a rotational guy for both at safety and corner.
Yep, so he could fill in those spots too if need be. He was a very serviceable depth guy last season when the defense, in the season before when the injury bug was literally just eating alive the Bills' defense for whatever reason.
He did become notorious for the Justin Jefferson catch.
He did. He helped him catch it, but I think he's been more than serviceable.
But that's
in his
role. Young player does. They make that kind of mistake.
Yeah, and you can, for the most part, you can trust him in a game to come in and do his job. So I'm fine with that. The Bills just need depth. Depth is what wins you championships. If your guys go down, you have the replacement. Only place you really can't afford to have a guy go down is your quarterback and your big wide receivers.
Well,
that's it.
I don't even know about big wide receivers. I go back to the quote from former Colts offensive coordinator Tom Moore.
Mm-hmm.
If 18 goes down, we're bleeped. We don't practice bleeped.
Yeah, right.
If 17 goes down, I'm writing the season off.
Yeah, it's done.
That's it.
You're going to get a first-round pick next year. Like a good first-round pick, knock on wood. I do have to say one thing. I know we are nearing a break. I did text Evan.
Mm-hmm.
New news.
Hmm.
Hit it.
What is going on?
Happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
Oh,
Big Baller Bean's birthday today. Just put on the Bills Twitter. I said happy birthday. What is this? Is this a special happy birthday? What happened here?
No, I think this is like some birthday music that's played at like arenas and games.
There it is. Yep. Good call. Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
All right. I'm going to just, you two collaborated on this, and I'm going to right now, just for our listeners' sake, to describe my action here.
Nothing. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Cool.
Big Baller Bean.
All right.
Listen, you got to give him the birthday cred, right? He's put the season off season together.
Yeah.
He drafted well. He picked up some good guys. You know, he got us our Josh Allen all those years ago.
All right.
We got to put respect on our boy Brandon's name.
Okay. We'll go to break. Come back. I'm thrown now.
Yeah. We both have been. We went to shutting down a lazy river in Sandusky, Ohio with fudge. To happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
Dude, that's like, that's evil. That's evil.
It was, you know, they'd be in the hazmat suits taking it out with a skimmer, like putting it in a bag. And then
that's evil, man.
They realize, oh, this is chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
We did get the one with some peanuts in it, though, so it looked a little, sorry. I'm going to end this now.
We're going to go to break.
Break.
You take it to break.
All right, we'll be right back with more whatever this is. Sports Talk Saturday right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moving around like a chess piece, I mean, I love it. Shows that you can have some versatility and that you actually know what you're doing out there, and you can build more trust between you, your OC, and your quarterback. And then going against them guys, you just get better every day, you know, every rep. Like I said, you conversate about the rep and understand why you won or why you lost it, and you come back the next play and compete like that.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Craver here with me, Joe Calley.
Yeah.
We've blown up the last hour.
We're going to get back on track, but not in the way that you would think. That was, by the way, that was Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman talking there. We're going to have plenty of Bills sound for you on our website at WGR550.com.
I'm excited to hear more from him.
Got everything for you, and I mean everything from the locker room. Mm-hmm. He sends it to us. We get it uploaded, and it's ready to go. So now we're going to get back on track, but not in the way that anyone would have thought possible. Because I cannot resist, at least for even one moment on a show, to talk some hockey.
Okay.
And the Buffalo Sabres made a very smart move on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen signs that 5-year deal, $4.75 per year. Stupid smart. One of the biggest strengths that Kevin Adams has had is recognizing players, but also getting contracts and extensions for them for fair value. When it comes to extending his own.
Yeah.
I do think that he's very good at recognizing the contracts part of the game and the drafting part of the game. Many fans still want him to add something, like add a piece. And I'm one of them. I do want him to try to make that swing because it's the one thing that you have not shown me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there is a possibility of that, but as you get further along, do you think it becomes less and less likely? Or do you think that's...
It's still something we have to see.
Yeah.
But that said, UPL, a 5x475. Dang. That's a good deal. It's a good deal for everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Sabres fans, the Sabres themselves, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and Devin Levi. And this also benefits, at some point down the road, probably another NHL franchise. Say Devin Levi ascends to what we all expect him to be and be like the stalwart number one goaltender. That's an easy contract to trade.
Very, very easy.
5x475. So 475 per year, that's an easy contract to move and get really good value in return for.
Yeah. And he needed a contract.
If Devin Levi does not, within the 5 years of that contract, ascend to what he needs to be, and UPL's playing up to that contract and more.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Extend him.
Right. And Adams even said, we really like the position we're in, having UPL and Devin Levi as still young, developing goaltenders, guys we think are going to continue to grow and get better. They're extremely talented, hardworking, and character people, too. So.
And character's part of this because it's a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
It's not a 3-year contract, and then you hit UFA.
They're keeping him around.
They're keeping him around. And that's smart.
Listen, Luukkonen last season blew me away in his goaltending compared to the season before.
Think about it.
He was hot and cold, and then he was hot.
As up and down as the Buffalo Sabres were last year, Lukanen's record is 27-22-4.
Mm-hmm.
2.57 goals against average, which was ninth in the NHL. The same with his save percentage at a 9.10. So he was a top 10 goalie in the league last year. Comes away with a winning record despite Buffalo's struggles.
Yeah. Despite, he was the bright spot, actually, for the majority of the season.
It was two players, him and J.J. Paterka, yes, that I was like, okay, you guys are the ones that didn't have a regression in your production.
Yeah, they were the two that were the brightest spots last season.
Yeah, no,
and that's crazy to say.
And the thing is, I don't know if Levi becomes the backup this year. I don't know if it's going to be James Reimer.
Levi's honestly been doing well in Rochester.
If I have a preference, I'd rather have Levi here to snag 20 to 30 games.
Okay. You don't think they'll run three again like they did?
No.
No?
No. You can't.
Yeah, I think they're going to, Lindy will move on from that crap.
It's not even that. It's just bad roster management. And Kevin Adams cannot do the same things over again.
Yeah.
And expect for him to keep his job if they struggle when doing the same things over again. So in camp, Levi and Reimer, it's going to be a matter of, okay, which one of you is better? And which one of you is a better fit for it? Like, could Levi get the majority of games in Rochester again? Yeah, sure. I also think that the way he played last year in Rochester tells me he doesn't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be ready to step in as a backup. But you also gave Lukanen 5 years.
But he's got some time.
But again, that's an easy contract to move and get great value for.
Yeah. Sorry, I rubbed up against the microphone like Nikiri. Sorry.
No, you didn't.
No? Didn't make a noise?
No.
All right, good.
Not even that. It's just also you didn't make like obnoxious hair on your face noise.
The headphone. No, listen. Lukanen, I think, as much as I want Devin Levi, oh my God, I combined his name, Devin Levi to rise to what the potential is, I'm more than content with Lukanen as the starting goaltender.
Yes.
For the next 5 seasons. If he continues to play the way he did.
But also, if I'm going to be looking at the tandem of Lukanen and Levi, I kind of want to start that next year.
You should. You should get it off the ground.
Because, yeah, let's look at it. Yeah, the UFA market really treated us well there. With Eric Comrie just wasn't a fit here.
No.
And now you're bringing me James Reimer and telling me that that's going to be my backup goaltender. Detroit fans are just like, okay, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
This isn't the guy that helped almost steal you a series from the Boston Bruins in 2010. No, this is not that guy anymore.
No, he's on the end.
He's on the end of his career.
Yeah.
We don't, like,
I don't want to say it super dire like that, but he's on the tail end of it.
He is on the tail end of it. And, yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah. It's like Craig Anderson.
No, right? No. Anderson was always a much better goaltender throughout his entire career than James Reimer ever was.
Okay.
So.
But the tail end of the career thing. When you end up getting him, right?
Yeah. But even then, he still played well.
Yeah, he was the most consistent goaltender on the Sabres between him and Lukanen and Comrie that season.
Yeah.
But I think I remember those games. That was tough.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Rolling three goaltenders and 41-year-old Craig Anderson is leading the charge. That's insane.
Yeah, for his career, he's a respectable goalie. However, last year, goals against average 311.
Yeah.
Save percentage floating above 900.
Losing the spark a little bit.
Hey, you know what? That looks very Eric Comrie-esque of what's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, you spent 2 years in San Jose, which tells you, yeah, you're kind of seeing the end of it. So, yeah, I'm not thinking that James Reimer is going to step in here and be the backup goalie all of a sudden. No, I don't think that at all. It's just weird. That was a weird signing to me.
It is. I understand you're looking for a veteran goaltender, but were there better out there? I mean, you know the NHL a lot better than I do. I'm kind of casual.
It's also three of your last 6 seasons with James Reimer's career here. You're looking at over 3 goals against average. And
that's not what you need if you're the Sabres.
And only twice with a higher than a 9-10 save percentage as a backup.
Maybe they do send him down to Rochester and leave.
If Levi is good enough, they might just do this.
And then have him on reserve.
And then we have the future of the tandem of the Buffalo Sabres for the next couple of years being the two of them.
I mean, Levi actually, when he's played, has been somewhat serviceable.
Lock it in. Like, that's what I want. Yeah. Give me that. Give me that.
They don't let him meditate in front of the net anymore. That's the problem. They push him off to the side.
But he's still able to do it. So. Yeah.
I remember when that started. That was one of the coolest things. Just took the Twitterverse by storm there.
Yep.
Around Buffalo sports. Do you think he was more than serviceable when he played? I mean, I know he wasn't the best. Like, he definitely is young and needed some work. But
he probably got the work that he needed.
Yeah, in Rochester last season, he ended the season on a very good note with them.
He was great for them.
Yeah.
So that's my thing is I think he's ready.
Yeah, and I get it. It's the AHL. Some people are still questioning it, right? But I think that transition to the NHL just became that much easier because of his experience.
Could they slow cook it again? Yeah.
Would you rather them slow cook and have it a guarantee, or would you rather try it right at the beginning of the
season? I'd rather my backup goaltending not lose me hockey games this year.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it became with Eric Comrie, unfortunately.
You just knew when he was in net, they're not winning. That's just how it is.
I had a less a good feeling. Mm-hmm. He had games where he stood, but it was less frequent. Are they going to be more responsible this year? Probably. Are they going to be better when it comes to defensive, when it comes to being played against defensively? Yeah. I think they're going to be more responsible in their own zone. But it's just, I don't know. You also needed to score goals. And they were not getting that goal support no matter who was in net. But anyway, love that deal, though, for Luukkonen.
Yeah, it needed to happen.
And just because Bill's training camp is happening doesn't mean that I can't rewind to earlier in the week to snag something for a Sabres tidbit.
No, because if you didn't, he would have gone to arbitration, and you got it done before that. Yeah. So.
And the only one that has arbitration left is Peyton Krebs. You're not going to have to worry too much about an overpayment on a reward for him,
mm-mm.
I don't think. So, like, it's kind of –
Luukkonen, you would
have. I honestly think it's risky for Krebs – to go to arbitration. I don't think it's going to work in his favor.
No, I would have taken a deal with the Sabres if I were him.
It's not like they're going to. It's not like he's going to get less, but he's not going to get what he wants.
No, he's not going to. He's going to go out there and ask for something, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah.
I would have rather just.
And arbitration is also they file for why he's going to get higher than what they should award than what he's going to be rewarded.
I wonder what that is.
But then the team goes ahead and like part of arbitration is you have to knock him down.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's what you did wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, then you feel like the team doesn't want you.
Yeah, you just make it worse for yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of just keeping that in the closet.
As a young player, I don't want to be mentally smacked down by a team.
No. Especially a young player who's played well in some spots, but definitely isn't deserving of what he's asking
for. Yeah, his numbers are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the metrics defensively are really good for him. For a young centerman, yeah, why not? But I don't know if I'd want to go to arbitration. I don't want to hear that.
No, because they'll rip them apart. It's a business. They don't care.
Exactly.
That's just how it is.
You're trying to save money at that point.
Like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, with the contracts in the NFL, it's all business. That's all it is.
The price to do business.
The price to do business is you're going to get just ripped on. Yeah.
Could you imagine some of these quarterbacks with the money that they're getting going to arbitration?
Trevor Lawrence going to arbitration? Can you imagine if that was a thing?
What happened to your team last year?
Mm-hmm.
Explain this to me.
Give me a step-by-step.
Explain to me the collapse where your only win was against, like, Carolina to end the year.
Who else got an insanely big contract that wasn't
Jordan deserving? Love.
Daniel Jones, go to arbitration.
Oh, my God.
That would be Brian Daboll just screaming red-faced at the top of his lungs the whole time. I'm calling it right now.
Showing, like, film clips and be like, this is why we're not paying you.
Do you think that's something they could institute into the NFL? It's not like a...
Hang on. I need to see if it's a thing.
That would be interesting, because I've never heard that talked about. Do all businesses that work with contracts have arbitration?
So, I don't know.
Arbitration between coaches in the NFL.
Player salary can indeed be reduced in arbitration, but it's not a very frequent thing.
Oh, my God. Daniel Jones, please go to arbitration on your next... If he even lasts. Tommy Cutlets came in for him last year and put some games together. Here's the
thing is,
would be another quarterback? I'm trying to think.
But the NFL, like, contracts can become, you know, cut loose without them staying on the cap forever. Whereas in the NHL, it's a lot harder to get rid of some deals that are signed. Because in the NFL, money is so much more easily moved around than it is in the National Hockey League. So,
mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson go to arbitration?
No, he can't. Cleveland guaranteed all of his money.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
And he gets the route spacing concepts of Ken Dorsey now. Have fun.
Yeah, right. Ken and the Creep.
Have fun.
Ken and the Creep running.
Kenneth and the Creep.
Eating bone-in, boneless wings.
Eating
in Ohio.
Eating bone-in, boneless wings.
All right. T. Higgins to arbitration?
I mean, that's kind of like...
It's kind of like what he's doing now, right?
It's kind of like what the franchise tag is. It's just... That is just based off of math and data, though.
Yeah, it's not like you're in a, you know.
All right.
Selling that.
We got to go, and then we're going to wrap this show up.
And what a show it's been.
And it's been an interesting one. Very unorganized, I'll say so myself, but you know what? Sometimes it'd be like that.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Sports Talk Saturday. May chaos reign. Derek and Joe here with you. We wrap it up. Coming up next here on WGR. Welcome back. Last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. But good news. We've got more of your sports talk for the weekend. A special edition of Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow.
Yes.
Coming up. And
with yours truly.
Yes, both of us here. myself and Joe will be here tomorrow from 11 to 1 doing a little Sports Talk Sunday for you. Sal Capaccio will be giving us a nice little scene setter from training camp.
Sports Thunder.
No. No.
I just love that you guys just shot that down real quick.
No, that's all night. That's 24 hours.
Have you ever stayed up 24 hours conscious?
No.
While you being conscious. In this building?
You aren't conscious by the end of the 20. You're ascended to a different plane.
I will tell you right now, that was the last time we did Sports Thunder. And I was awake for 24 hours. 16 of them were in this building. The other 8 were driving back from Lake Placid and getting food.
Yeah.
And then I came here. And it was the Bills against the Steelers. And we did a Sports Thunder. And I got here in the building at about 7 p.m. And I did not leave until it was after the morning show. That was an experience. All right. So, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You play college football 25.
Oh, that I do. And you heard the phenomenal soundtrack on the way there. In. Yeah.
I got to say, I played one game of it because I wanted to play it first before I thought about buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy it.
Do you get the trial or whatever?
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get the trial. I just was at my friend's house.
Okay.
And I just picked
it
up.
You got a free play. I got you.
I got humbled very quickly.
Yeah.
It's, threw a pick six, threw a couple picks right away.
It's unrelenting.
Yeah, it is kind of, it's tough. It's challenging, but it's also a fun challenging. Not like Dark Souls.
No, but if you look at that compared
to Elden Ring.
Right. Yeah. Like, ridiculous.
If I want personal torture, I'll play Elden Ring or Dark Souls.
The hardest difficulty, yeah.
Those games are the hardest difficulty. There's no difficulty shuffle. Those games are just hard.
Well, everyone wants to compare college football to Madden, which makes total sense. They're made by the same developer. Madden is a slower gameplay, though.
It is.
Because everyone's freaking out about it. I'm like, that's a point to it, though. Yeah. College athletes are in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
They're going to be faster. And there's a lot more just missing tackles and breaking
tackles.
There's
going to be sloppier plays.
Like, four verts, you might actually just get lucky with it.
Someone might bust open on the right side.
Yeah, so there's a lot more action, I think, in college football 25 than there will be in Madden 25. You can also export your Road to Glory player from college football after you finish your 4 years to Madden.
All right, so last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Zach Jones is going to be in for us because I'm going to Gen Con in Indy. And I am so excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Total nerd in me right now. Excited to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Play some D&D out there. Look up some fun stuff.
Yes.
Like that. And have fun. And check out Lucas Oil Stadium again.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
That's going to be a fun little thing.
Either way, when we reconvene next, we'll have to chat about it.
Sports Talk Saturday will not be a thing for a bit.
No, it'll be...
Zach will have the last Sports Talk Saturday for a couple of weeks because Bills preseason, they all drop on Saturday this year.
Yep. So essentially, if we're on, we're going to be doing pregame.
For the sake of Sports Talk Saturday, for a month, for the next month...
It's basically like March again.
We're not going to have Sports Talk Saturday with us in the chair.
Yeah.
So, thank you to everyone that listens to the show and it's chaos. And
through the entire off season as well.
Through the entire off season, Bills season's coming back, baby. But Zach's got the chair next week for that. You and I are back tomorrow.
We are.
And for Sal Capaccio, who joined us to start, in the 12 o'clock hour, excuse me, you'd be able to hear that on our website at WGR550.com. He'll be on with us to start Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow and give us a little bit of a scene setter. So for Sal, for Evan, for Joe, I'm Derek. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.